This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Let's go to the phone line. So this is the last day that we're going to talk to Denny Matthews. That makes me sad. This is the last day, at least for quite some time, that Jacob Milham is going to join us on the show today. Jacob, you know who you became on this show. You became our Tommy Pham. We had an injury late in the season, and then we just picked you up, and you have been a huge positive for us, man. We appreciate you on this show.
Well, I appreciate that. I hope that my cold stretches weren't as long as Tommy's, but I'm glad to have helped the team as I could.
All right, so I want to start with this. What is your biggest takeaway going to be? What's going to be your biggest memory 10 years from now, the same way that we look back on 13? I think 13 has now been remembered as a building block year. The Royals make the trade for James Shields. They get better in 2013. They have their first winning season in a decade. People were really excited heading into the 2014 season. When you are looking back on 2024, how do you think this year is going to be remembered?
There's no other way to remember it in my mind other than the year of Bobby Witt Jr. Like, this is, the Royals drafted him where they did because of this potential, and he really realized it. It's insane to think that, hey, he's still got a few more years before the so-called athletic prime, before he hits that stride. So just a year where he established himself, but also this feels like much more of a measured building block, you know what I mean? Like, they went from 13 to losing in Game 7 in the World Series in 2014, right? Like, these guys have gotten the taste of postseason action. They understand a little bit what that rhythm is like, what the expectations are. So I do think that is valuable.
Right now, we're talking to Jacob Milham. He is with Kings of Coffin, getting his thoughts on the end of the Royals season. Jacob, I don't want to make excuses for the Royals. It doesn't seem like an excuse. It just seems like an observation based on what happened. This offense never recovered from losing Vinny Pasquantino. Heading into that stretch, the Royals had a strong 2-3-4 hitter that you could match up against any team in the American League. Once Vinny got hurt, this offense took a completely different turn, and they were just—they were never able to recover from that injury.
No, they weren't, and things were getting a little slippery even right before Vinny's injury. We knew this was a shallow team when it came to, you know, the position players, and especially those position players producing at the plate. We saw guys like, you know, CJ Alexander. He was raking out of Triple A. Well, he didn't come up and do a whole lot for the Royals. Tyler Gentry, a top 10 prospect in the system. Well, he didn't come up and do a whole lot either. This is, that shallowness got exposed when Vinny went down, and I don't think he was 100% healthy when he came back. He was just good enough to come back and try to help this team, but I'm hopeful that he has a full off season of just normal recovery and we see what he could do back at 100% come opening day 2025. It just shows how much you have to invest this offseason in bats, frankly.
Yeah, that's where I am as well. I mean, I look at this year and kind of to answer my own question is this was a great building block season. This was a year in which I sort of fell in love with baseball again. You know, this show as well as the city has just really dived into football over the course of the last 3-4 seasons. The Royals have felt like an afterthought, certainly once you got to the summer, that, hey, it was fun to go out to the stadium. It was fun to get excited for the Cardinals coming to town and the Yankees coming to town and the Cubs coming to town. But I do think now that we've seen an entire baseball season, it is sort of obvious what they need. They need a third base bat or a left field bat. This team cannot go into next season with both Mikel Garcia and MJ Melendez, not counting on them to be big run producers for this team.
Yeah, you have to come in and at the very least bring in some competition for both of those positions. But I truly believe that both the corner outfield spots should be up for grabs this offseason. Third base, like you spoke about it, and they need another designated hitter option at least. And it's strangely optimistic to think about the fact that all the depth options that they had at those positions, they're gone. You know, Paul DeJong isn't coming back. Adam Frazier, for all of his faults, he got plenty of play at the corner outfield spots at points. He's not coming back. Tommy Pham's not coming back. So there's a positive there that the Royals can't really look at the 2024 roster and say, oh, well, we have this guy under contract. We might as well keep him around. Like, no, you have some blank spots to go fill out with some new faces. Why not take some big swings and see if those big gambles can take the Royals to the next level, the level that this city really believed they could reach, even against the New York Yankees.
Which of those guys would you want back if you just kind of had your slate? Then, you know, if Sherman comes to you and says, we like some of the depth that we've built, we think they fit the locker room, they fit the clubhouse, let's say you could keep one, maybe two of them, who would you like back?
Man, that is, I would have to lean on Tommy Pham, frankly. Paul DeJong, he's got a powerful bat. I'm just not a fan of the swing and miss. Yoli Gurriel, he's a very, very talented ball player, but he's on the wrong side of 40 now. All right, you don't see that very often in Major League Baseball. And you know, Robbie Grossman, he never really made a major impact on this team. He didn't even make the postseason roster, so I'm not clamoring for him to come back. And, you know, you've seen it plenty on the text line, I'm sure, in CDOT, that nobody in this town wants Garrett Hampson or Adam Frazier back. All right, let's get in some new blood for Q to plug into the lineup.
Jacob, how aggressive do you think the Royals are going to be this offseason? Because I will give John Sherman a lot of credit. At almost every turn in which it is time for you to acquire players, they did that last year. They were very aggressive in the offseason. They went out and made multiple moves at the deadline. Whenever they had the injury to Vinny Pasquantino, they picked up two or three players. At almost every single turn, I thought that John Sherman delivered. But now, knowing what you need, and you and I both know this, picking up that third base bat is not going to be cheap. Picking up an outfield bat that you think really has an impact is not going to be cheap. How confident are you in John Sherman now willing to spend the money to potentially help get the Royals over the hump and get them to that next level?
A scale of 1 to 10, I'd go 6, CDOT, because you know his most recent offseason showed that he is willing to invest in the team, like you said. But I will say that is one offseason. Okay, there's... Until it happens twice, it's just an outlier. So hopefully this winter he goes out and he proves the doubters wrong about him not being willing to invest in this team. I'm hopeful that the Bally Sports situation doesn't play into how comfortable this team is spending money, but we'll have to wait and see on that. And I'm just hopeful that we don't go into spring training and we're looking at, you know, the only corner outfield options again are MJ Melendez and Hunter Renfroe. Both both those guys have their good characteristics and traits, but they're not the complete player that you at least need one of in the corner outfield, in my opinion.
Jacob, last thing here, man. We were just talking about this, having a little bit of fun. Where does fake fight rank in your most annoying things about baseball? And what is your most annoying thing about baseball?
Oh, man. First off, I think the most annoying thing about baseball that I felt this season are national broadcasters, man. I'm over it. I'm done with it. And it wasn't as bad when they had the Apple TV games, right? Like, I felt like they knew a little bit about the inner workings of the Royals. But against the Orioles and the Yankees, I was done with it. I'm tired of it. The fake fight stuff, listen, just keep it moving. Keep it rocking. Play some ball. That's all I ask for, really. But it's over now. Season's over now. Just got to move on to the winter and hope for the best.
Jacob, man, I appreciate your time, man. I appreciate your flexibility joining us this baseball season. And whenever the Royals make a move, you'll be the first person we call, man.
All righty, C-Dot. I appreciate it. I'm going to go into hibernation now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.